with huge ramifications and how you can help the veterans this Memorial Day weekend. It's all straight ahead right here on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. North Korea has conducted another missile test.
What we know at this point from the Joint Chiefs of Staff here is they believe it was a Scud missile, some type of Scud missile, which of course is a short-range missile. They're trying to pinpoint exactly what the special factor about this particular one was, though, whether it's modified, whether it's an extended range, which we have seen before, giving some kind of indication as to why North Korea decided to fire this missile now. The third in 3 weeks that we have seen from North Korea, and condemnation coming from both South Korea and Japan.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. President Trump is getting an implied no-confidence vote from one of Europe's top leaders. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says right now Europe can't completely depend on the U.S. and other longtime allies.
The times when we could completely count on others, they're over to a certain extent. I've experienced this in the last few days, and that is why I can only say that we Europeans must really take our fate into our own hands. Of course, in friendship with the United States of America, in friendship with Great Britain, and as good neighbors wherever that is possible, also with other countries, even with Russia. But we have to know that we must fight for our future on our own, for our destiny as Europeans, and that's what I want to do together with you.
Merkel did not mention President Trump by name, but she did refer to recent international summits she has attended. President Trump is preparing his first Memorial Day address at Arlington National Cemetery today. He'll lay a wreath today at the cemetery a little bit before noon. On this Memorial Day 2017, thousands are paying their respects to the nation's fallen heroes by visiting Arlington National Cemetery.
It's just humbling.
That's how Deputy Commander for the Old Guard, Lieutenant Colonel Tyler Wilbanks, describes being at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day. 400,000 service members, vets, and their families are buried at Arlington.
These are not just, you know, nebulous names in a cemetery.
Instead,
these are sisters and mothers and brothers and fathers, sons, grandsons. These are our family that's buried in Arlington Cemetery.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Dozens of people turned out in Columbia on a rainy Sunday afternoon to call for justice for a murdered Bowie State University student. 23-year-old Richard Collins III was stabbed to death while visiting the University of Maryland College Park campus 9 days ago in an attack now being investigated as a possible hate crime. A few months after the Alexandria City Council voted to rename Jefferson Davis Highway, the group tasked with figuring out a new name is getting started.
U.S. Route 1 was given the name Jefferson Davis Highway by the Virginia General Assembly in 1922. Last September, the Alexandria City Council voted both to change that name and to move the statue of an unnamed Confederate soldier from the middle of an intersection in Old Town. The ad hoc committee set up by the City Council to find a new name will have their first meeting over the next couple weeks. That committee includes someone from the city's Budget and Fiscal Affairs Committee, the chair of the Senior Services Board, a former president of the Arlington Historical Society, and a former president of the Arlington branch of the NAACP. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Baltimore could be next in removing its Confederate monuments. Mayor Catherine Pugh says she wants to explore following in the footsteps of New Orleans and removing Charm City's Confederate monuments. Pugh says Baltimore could actually make some money by auctioning them off. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 21,080, the NASDAQ at 6210. Sports, the Nationals fall to San Diego. The O's lose to Houston. Top-seeded Maryland wins the NCAA Women's Lacrosse Championship, and Takuma Sato wins the Indy 500. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. The Memorial Day Parade begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but don't be fooled because beginning early on, about 9, let's say, we'll see some road closures as 7th Street and Constitution Avenue will be the first closure, and it'll be shut down early on, as we say, and more closures by 1 o'clock. This report sponsored by Sun and Ski. Good news, 95 southbound approaching Fredericksburg. We told you all morning long so far that there was an accident causing delays. Well, it's been cleared. In Bethesda, River Road between Ogden Road and Springfield Drive, we still have a downed tree blocking lanes. The Beltway's inner loop from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge to Van Dorn moving along quite well, about a 7-minute commute. And the Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue, it is a 5-minute commute. The more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you'll save. $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during the Sun and Ski patio sale in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory is in effect through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Clouds this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm possible, high 84. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Herndon, 61 in Gaithersburg, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Sun and Ski. The French president confirms there was a deeper significance to the prolonged handshake with Donald Trump in Brussels. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
It is mornings on the Mall. Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. I've got to tell you that over the years, as I've been in the news and then later on and more recently as a talk show host, one of the more significant storylines that I've covered over and over again is the fate of our veterans, not only when they head overseas into the war of battle, but also, of course, when they return. And as a matter of fact, one guy said, he was an expert, and one of the things that he said, and I interviewed him a while back, he said that ISIS isn't what's really killing our veterans. It's actually suicide. I want to bring in Shannon Walker, and Shannon is a veterans advocate also with a Northwest Battle Buddies. And Shannon, I always appreciate you being here and standing up for the veterans. And one of the things that I wanted to speak with you about is the fact here on this Memorial Day weekend, here was the headline from a couple of weeks ago. Troops with PTSD and TBI and other conditions were discharged for misconduct. Now, ultimately, what happened is they were trying to, it seems to me, like thin out the ranks there in the military. And so they ended up discharging some of these veterans because of quote-unquote misconduct. But, Shannon, as you know, that misconduct was a part of the ramifications of PTSD and TBI as well. What do these veterans do, or what can they do if they've been discharged for misconduct because of these quote-unquote signature wounds that happened in the field of battle?
Well, first of all, one of the things that is so that you hadn't mentioned yet is when they are discharged for misconduct because of diagnoses of PTSD or TBI, you know, and you're exactly right. If they're receiving that trauma during their service life, then it's part of the price that they are paying. Not only do they pay a price for our freedom for serving our country, but then also as they get discharged, if there is misconduct, and I understand misconduct can't be allowed in our military. However, if it is in regards to PTSD or TBI because of trauma received during their service life, once they leave, they lose all their VA benefits because of the misconduct when they're let out of the military. And that's an extremely high price to continue to pay for the rest of their life. You know, for their service that they've done. And I think that the government needs to, and the military, they need to look at that and where those would be the circumstances, and they have received that diagnosis prior to the service members being discharged, they've got to make some kind of exceptions and provision to continue to serve our veterans after they have been discharged out of the military. And the veterans that, you know, in 5.5 years, we provide service dogs to combat veterans who have PTSD. And in the last 5.5 years, we've provided 45 service dogs to our American heroes in that amount of time. And in talking to them about the struggle after leaving the military, whether it's a Vietnam veteran, a Korean War veteran, or if it's a young 26-year-old now that served in Afghanistan or Iraq, their continued service or their continued struggle after leaving the military is so real. Their lives are completely changed because of the symptoms that they're living with on a daily basis, because of the trauma they received while they served. And us as free Americans have to not only understand PTSD and TBI and what those symptoms mean for their life and what they're going through, we need to understand PTSD, but we have to, as free Americans, find ways to give back and to help them in a significant way. And that's one thing that we do here at Northwest Battle Buddies, is we want to say thank you for your service in a very significant way by providing the gift of a service dog that is completely life-changing for the men and women we've done that for.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you a question, Shannon. Sticking with this story of the veterans who were discharged for misconduct because of the symptoms of PTSD and TBI that they suffered on the field of battle, what are those symptoms? What is it that, what actions that were they exhibiting that would cause them to be discharged for misconduct? Is it drinking? Is it, you know, being more rebellious? What are those symptoms that that these veterans were exhibiting that caused them to be discharged? I'm generally speaking, I know each case is individual and different, but generally speaking.
Yeah, well, I know that with self-medication is a huge one, because you know that is a major symptom. Self-medicating, they're just trying to find a way to cope. You know, when they are diagnosed with PTSD, so many of the veterans that I work with, you know, they're taking prescribed drugs to medicate. Well, before they get out of the military, they're self-medicating. They are drinking, maybe getting DUIs, and then absolutely can be very volatile. They can be less patient. They can be impulsive. You know, they have impulse control. Lack of impulse control. And, and there are different extremes, and everybody's story is different. And again, you know, I can only speak about the veterans that I've personally dealt with. However, you know, and their conducts and their symptoms and how extreme they are definitely vary based on the trauma that they receive. But again, especially with them receiving the diagnoses prior to being discharged from the military, I feel personally there's got to be something that the military can do and we can do as a society to step in and help bridge that gap, because them losing their VA benefits because of that is an extreme penalty to pay because of their service in battle.
Do you know, Shannon, is there any move within the military, and I've interviewed you several times before, do you know if there is any movement within the military or within Congress to make that happen, to make sure that these veterans are diagnosed prior to being discharged? And I guess my question would be, and you watch this stuff a lot closer than I do, it would seem to me like this is common sense. So is there any move within the military or within Congress, any legislation that's happening right now that would ensure that these veterans are not discharged for misconduct and don't lose their benefits?
Yeah, there is. There have been recommendations in the Department of Defense, you know, urging it to address the inconsistencies in the policies that, you know, of the service members who have been diagnosed. However, you know, the Pentagon is not really agreeing with the recommendations that have been given and some of the inconsistencies. So, you know, they're having to, they're working out that disagreement and trying to come up with something. The thing that is good is that this has come to light. The fact that, you know, 62% of the service members that have been discharged for misconduct have, you know, been diagnosed. It is brought to light. And, you know, they are working on it. But unfortunately, you know, so often the wheels of this kind of, you know, studies and trying to get something done, sometimes it can be very, very slow. And it's what's really sad is all the people that have already benefited by it and have already lost their VA benefits. So not only do they need to do something to keep this from happening, but at the same time, maybe something retroactive would be a great idea to go back and serve the men and women who have already fallen under this stigma and have already had their benefits stripped from them.
Yeah, unfortunately, the wheels turn very slowly in Washington, D.C. Very quickly, Shannon, how can people get more information on Northwest Battle Buddies? What's your website?
NorthwestBattleBuddies.org. Our dogs are 100% free to our American heroes, and we are completely privately funded. They can also find us on Facebook.
All right, Shannon, thank you very much, and you have a respectful Memorial Day weekend, as we like to say. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, it is 6:15. Say good morning to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. Everything looks pretty good so far because it is a holiday and things are quiet. Got some travel times for you right now. 95 northbound in Virginia from Route 17 to Quantico. It's about a 15-minute trip, and that's the norm. 395 northbound between the waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel. A very quick mover here, about a couple of minutes. 295 southbound from the 295 split to the Beltway. It's a 7-minute trip and 20 minutes on 270 headed southbound from 121 to the Capitol Beltway. So you're in pretty good shape so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures for us today. Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're starting out cloudy. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm, possible 84. 64 tonight, cloudy with a stray storm, Tuesday, 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now, it is 62 degrees in our nation's capital.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here on this Memorial Day weekend. So it was, over the past several days, very controversial in the sense that the Trump administration has been dealing, as you know, with leak after leak after leak. And we're getting to the point now where it's compromising our national security. I want you to think about this. In the hours after the Manchester terror attack there in Manchester, England, at the Ariana Grande concert, our allies in the UK, and you know this if you've been following the news, if you're just getting caught up now on this Memorial Day Monday, let me tell you exactly what happened, and let me tell you why this is something that we need to be concerned about here in America. So we have this terror attack in Manchester, England, and again, our allies in the UK, they share with us some very incredibly classified information. As the investigation is unfolding, we're talking about placement of the bodies. We're talking about where the shrapnel that was used inside the bomb. We're talking about the batteries of the bomb. We're talking about the sophistication of the bomb. We're talking about the suicide bomber himself. So what we had was the UK authorities telling our authorities, and they literally told us, and this is where our national security is compromised, because they literally told us, we're giving you this information. Do not leak the information. So then what happens? Well, if you know the story, you know that a mere couple of hours later, the information ended up on the New York Times website. Not only that, but they're sending out news alerts and everything else. And so ultimately what that happened, as we found out, is that that tipped off the terror cells as the UK authorities were apparently closing in. So that tipped off a number of different people, and it did compromise their investigation. Now, I'm not exactly sure where they are in the investigation this morning, because it is ongoing, but the last time I checked, they were still sort of on the outer edges of a critical terror cell. And part of me wonders, as we talk about our veterans today, and as we talk about certainly national security today, it just makes me wonder, did the New York Times and those people that leaked that information within the intelligence communities or wherever that information came from, that compromise of national security, what will the ultimate ramifications be? Because as you know, if they're not able to penetrate that terror cell because that information was leaked, then those terrorists live to terrorize another day, to take out more and more innocent people. And so the New York Times, over the past couple of days now, they've been, I would say, on the defensive. And the reason why they're on the defensive is because people like me and people, other media outlets, I believe, have been saying, and certainly conservatives have been calling them on the carpet saying, how in the world, as this information is unfolding, why would you publish the name of the suicide bomber? It hadn't even been published from the authorities in the UK yet. And so, as you know, that led the folks there in the UK to say to the Trump administration, no more. We are not sharing intelligence with you anymore because of what happened. Now, as you know, that was about a 24-hour situation. And then they came back and said, okay, we've spoken to the Trump administration. We will begin sharing intelligence with you again. But I think the bigger problem is the fact that within the Trump administration, and this has to be one of the things that President Trump is handling today, first day back in the Oval Office, he has got to figure out where these leaks are coming from. Because while these leaks did, in my opinion anyway, hurt our national security, what they really did and what they were really trying to do is they were trying to damage the Trump administration, because that is what these leaks are all about within the intelligence agencies. It is all about damaging the Trump administration. And so the more that they do that, especially from the intelligence communities, what they're going to do is it's going to lead to, unfortunately, more and more terror attacks because it compromises our national security. So we'll see if the New York Times comes up with any other excuses. They say, by the way, that their coverage was responsible. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Has it been a while since you met with your financial planner? Do you know if you and your family are still on the right path? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We know you're busy, but if you can give us 2 hours, make an appointment with the Wise Investor Group and make sure your plans for retirement are still on track and correct them if they're not.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Today. If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. My friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good day. We'll be right back.
6:25, it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan, and it's always nice to lead with something positive. Remember that downed tree in Bethesda River Road between Ogden Road and Springfield Drive? Gone. So that's great news. This report sponsored by Spot Hero. 95's HOV lanes in both directions in Virginia between 395 and Dumfries. Those restrictions have been lifted because it is the holiday. And let's check some times. 395's HOV lanes headed south from Route 1 to the Beltway. It's an 11-minute trip. That's pretty good. 66 eastbound between 234, Business Route 234, and the Beltway. It's a 21-minute trip. And the Dulles Toll Road westbound from 66 to the Dulles Airport. It's about a 19-20-minute trip. And track work has the Orange Line shut down between Carrollton and Stadium Armory stations. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory is in effect through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Clouds this morning. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm possible. High 84. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Yeah, right now it is 64 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Always appreciate being here. It is Memorial Day weekend. Going to talk a little bit coming up in the next half hour about terrorism, unfortunately, on this Memorial Day weekend and some of the threats that are faced in, let's say, places like Las Vegas and also certainly here in Washington, D.C. as well. So we'll talk about that straight ahead. John Kerry, over the weekend, telling graduates to end terrorism by offering them good governance and jobs. Now, this is something that we've heard John Kerry say before, that the way to end terrorism is by giving them basically something else to do. One of the things I find fascinating about that, and we all know this, is that Osama bin Laden was a millionaire. I mean, we could go down the list of all of these various terrorists that, quite frankly, on the surface, it looked like they had everything going for them. The Boston bomber, the Sarniev brothers. We know that Zokhar Sarniev was a college student. He had a very bright future. We know that the Libyan terrorist, Salman Abedi, he went to college as well. So these are guys that definitely had jobs and they definitely had a future. What did they all have in common? Of course, is radical Islamic terrorism. We know the Orlando terrorist, Omar Mateen, he had a degree from Indian River State College in Florida. It's not about a lack of opportunity. You know, we talk about places like Libya, Afghanistan, and Tunisia, and other places where there is radical Islamic terrorism all over the place. The question is how to stop it in those places. We'll talk about that coming up right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
Your stock is all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
I'm Chuck Woolery, and this message is for everyone suffering from back pain. Now, if you're driving in your car right now, I'm sure every bump, every little crack you run over feels like a giant speed bump, sending shooting pain through your back, pain you'll be feeling all day. Back pain like that makes a 30-minute commute feel like a punishing 2-hour drive. But here's some good news. If you're by a CVS or Walgreens, pull in right now. Walk back to the pain relief aisle and get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream. It's in a purple box. Australian Dream is real effective medicine that really works. Rub it where it hurts. Give yourself some relief. Try Australian Dream Back Pain Cream, backed by the empty jar guarantee. Use the entire jar. If it doesn't relieve your back pain, I want you to send back the empty jar for a full refund. Pull into the nearest CVS or Walgreens, get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream now in the purple box or visit AustralianDream.com.
It's 6:29. Dan Mandis on your Memorial Day weekend. Straight ahead, how can we battle radical Islamic terrorism in places like Libya, Afghanistan, and Tunisia? That story and a whole lot more coming up right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A top European leader is distancing herself and her country from the U.S. and its leadership.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel questioning America's strong alliance with Europe. The times when we could completely rely on others are over. Europeans must really take our fate into our own hands. President Trump rating the trip a great success and tweeting a tease. He'll decide on the landmark Paris Agreement this week.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has vowed to take action along with other nations in the wake of North Korea's latest missile test launch. However, the international community needs help from China.
The official language out of Beijing is always a bit subdued, but some of the state-run news organizations, such as the tabloid The Global Times, have been much harsher in their language talking about North Korea and implying that China and the Chinese government, because The Global Times is state-sanctioned, that perhaps they are getting fed up.
Correspondent Will Ripley. President Trump will lay a wreath today at Arlington National Cemetery, and he's preparing his first Memorial Day address at Arlington. He previewed that address Saturday before he flew home from Italy. Speaking to U.S. service members in Sicily, the president called them warriors of freedom and the patriots who keep the fires of liberty burning. Dozens of people came to Columbia yesterday for a rally calling for justice for a Bowie State University student who was murdered 9 days ago. 23-year-old Richard Collins III was stabbed to death on the University of Maryland campus in an incident that police and the FBI are now investigating as a possible hate crime. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 21,080. The NASDAQ at 62.10. Sports, the Padres get a win over the Nationals to avoid the three-game sweep. The Orioles lose to the Astros. The Maryland women win the NCAA lacrosse title. And Takuma Sato wins the Indy 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Corollas from $149 a month. Prius from $279 a month. Siennas from $309 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustine can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime, bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustine.
Under Virginia's largest American flag.
LustineToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustine Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustine Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustine Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustine.com.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology in everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top-performing homebuyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Pennsylvania Avenue westbound between 26th and M, where we have that ongoing bridge repair. All lanes are blocked. Detours are posted. Westbound traffic will be detoured onto 26th Street Northwest to M. Eastbound lanes are open. And we're looking at, in the district also, 18th Street Northwest, southbound between East Street Northwest and Virginia Avenue. We have some very slow traffic here. The Beltway, the inner loop from 95 to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's not too bad, about a 7-8 minute trip. Just a little tap of the brakes here. Southbound 95 from the Occoquan River Bridge to Triangle, a 10-minute trip, and 270 headed south between 109 and the local lane split, about a 23-24 minute trip. And track work has the Orange Line shut down between New Carrollton and Stadium Armory stations. Now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures for us today. Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're starting out cloudy. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm possible 84. 64 tonight. Cloudy with a stray storm Tuesday 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 65 in Stafford, 64 in Frederick, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Duncan Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need ISIS and jobs for ISIS. That's what we'll do to combat radical Islamic terrorism. That is, of course, the words of John Kerry. Going to get into this a little bit, and also going to get into what Angela Merkel had to say regarding her meetings with President Trump right here on WMAL. It is, again, Mornings on the Mall. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Memorial Day weekend. So let's get into a little bit about what John Kerry had to say. This was, I believe, over the weekend, and he was talking about the rise of radical Islamic terrorism, and he talked about what he thinks. Now, realize this is the former Secretary of State, John Kerry,
just
and what he thinks we need to do. What
just
he thinks
infusing
we need to do to combat radical Islamic
Gulf
terrorism
states is not going to solve the problem of a region that needs to create more than 60 million new jobs in the next decade alone. It is to provide these booming youth populations with a quality education, with skills for the modern world, with jobs that allow them to actually build a life.
Yeah, that is John Kerry. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the fact, and I touched on this in the last segment as I was wrapping it up. It is stunning to me that John Kerry, and there's a lot of other people that feel this way as well, but mainly from the Obama administration, where the prevailing thought is that the way to fix radical Islamic terrorism is to create jobs and give them education. Now, as I said, we've got Osama bin Laden, we've got a number of different terrorists who, one, had all of the opportunity in the world. They were literally in college when they succumbed to radical Islamic terrorism and ultimately ended up in the war on terror on the other side, on the bad side, and carrying out terrorist attacks. We know that there are people that have come from very good families that have a lot of money, Hello, Osama bin Laden was a millionaire who had hundreds of millions of dollars. And he succumbed to, of course, as we all know, radical Islamic terrorism as the leader of Al-Qaeda. We know that Omar Mateen, we know that the Tsarnaev brothers, all of these different terrorists, they had all the opportunity in the world and they had college educations as well, yet they ultimately ended up doing what they did. Now, to John Kerry's point, I will say that related to some of these guys that ultimately end up to be, say, the foot soldiers for ISIS in places like Libya, in places like Afghanistan, I do understand what John Kerry is saying. Just to let you know that I know that there are two different sides to this argument. What John Kerry is saying is ultimately, if we could somehow aid the Middle East in providing their young adult fighting age males with an education and also with jobs, they would have more opportunities, and that would mean that they would not succumb to radical Islamic terrorism. And while I do understand what John Kerry is saying, I don't think it's realistic, and here's why. Because we know that as it relates to terrorism in the Middle East, we know that ISIS, during their rampage across the Middle East, as they were trying to expand their caliphate, one of the things that they would do is they would literally force young fighting age males to fight for them. We know that that's what they did. They said, either you fight for us or we're going to kill your family and you. So the people there didn't really have, for some of these guys, they didn't necessarily have much of a choice. Either you fight for us or you work with us in various capacities or we're going to kill you. So we know that that's one of the issues. The other issue is, of course, the fact that as these caliphate, as the caliphate that ISIS has been working on for the past couple of years, tends to shrink, and we know that their caliphate is shrinking, we know that the terror attacks continue to unfold in the West, here in the United States, of course, as well, on this Memorial Day weekend. You know, we know that there are threats, certainly in Las Vegas. That was one of the big storylines on Friday. So we know that the threats are real. We also know that the foot soldiers there in the Middle East, they are always going to be there at the ready for ISIS or radical Islamic terrorism one way or another. Also talking about what John Kerry said regarding jobs and if we can somehow get these guys jobs. So I guess part of my question would be to John Kerry, and maybe there is an answer to this, I don't know, but what would he suggest as far as making sure that these young adult males in the Middle East, fighting age males, have opportunity? What does he mean by that? Does he mean that maybe we convince some sort of a manufacturer here in the United States to start opening up factories in the Middle East? Does he really think that if we start opening up factories in, say, for example, Tunisia and some of these other places, Libya, some of these places rife with terrorism and also a recruitment of terrorism, do they really think that that's going to work? Because I think that if you ultimately end up opening up or trying to have some of these manufacturing plants or whatever it is in some of these areas, do you really think that ISIS and some of these other groups is going to allow some of these factories to take shape? And do they really think that they're going to allow people who live in these areas to work for, say, for example, American companies? I don't think so. So I do understand what it is that John Kerry is trying to say. I just don't think that it's realistic. Now, Angela Merkel had some rather harsh things to say in the past couple of days as it relates to her meetings with President Trump. And it sounds like on the surface, like what she's trying to do is she's trying to distance herself from President Trump. She's been doing this really since President Trump was elected. Angela Merkel, of course, they're the leader of Germany. Let's play that audio bite, and then I'm going to comment on this coming up next. But here's what Angela Merkel said that is causing so much controversy.
If we stand firm, as did NATO, if we can rely on the courage of our friends from Central and Eastern Europe, and the former DDR at the time, then we can bring down a wall and make it something to be remembered. Our alliance is united in the awareness of the importance to cooperate, to insist on freedom, and we also are united in the trust that it is not isolation and the building of walls that make us successful, but open societies that share the same values.
Okay, so I'll talk about that coming up next, because there is so much to say about it and so little time. So I'll get into those comments from Angela Merkel. Clearly, a shot at President Trump. We'll talk about that coming up right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Warmer temperatures for us today. Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're starting out cloudy. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm pop.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
I'm Jill Vogel, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. I run a business, I'm a mom, and I believe that Virginia can do better. It's time to dump the phony partisan attitudes and do what's right for real people who need better paying jobs, want their health care and freedoms back, want government out of their life, and want ethics back in public service. I'm Jill Vogel. I want to fix Richmond and turn Virginia around.
Learn more at VogelForVirginia.com. Authorized by Vogel for Virginia.
6:45, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives here in Mornings on the Mall. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Dan. And in Virginia, 95 southbound at 6:44. Police are on the scene of an accident. 95 southbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to Triangle. It's about a 10-minute trip. The George Washington Parkway headed northbound from the 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway. It's a 14-minute trip. Just a little sluggishness. And the Beltway, the inner loop from Pennsylvania Avenue to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, 16 minutes, not too bad. The outer loop between Pennsylvania Avenue and 50, about a 10-11 minute trip. So you just tap on the brakes here a bit. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray shower storm possible. Warmer 84, 64 tonight. Cloudy Tuesday with a stray storm, 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it is 63 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Kind of diagnosing a little bit, doing a deep dive into this comment by Angela Merkel, leader of Germany. We all know who Angela Merkel is. And one of the things that I find fascinating about this comment, and I'm going to play for you in a second once again, is the fact that it's being described as a clear slam against President Trump. Here's what Angela Merkel had to say, and then I'll add my thoughts, because coming from Angela Merkel, a woman who just simply, and I mean this with all due respect, I don't want it to sound like I'm bashing Angela Merkel, but let's face it, she hasn't exactly done the right thing for Germany, because she let in, as you more than likely know, all of these refugees coming in from Syria, coming in from other places as well, and Germany or Europe will never be the same. So when Angela Merkel is sitting here talking about how they don't need walls, I would say to Angela Merkel, well, you might think about putting up some walls, because when you look at the effect that all of these refugees have had on Germany, it's not a good thing. Here's what she had to say.
If we stand firm, as did NATO, if we can rely on the courage of our friends from Central and Eastern Europe and the former DDR at the time, then we can bring down a wall and make it something to be remembered. Our alliance is united in the awareness of the importance to cooperate, to insist on freedom, and we also are united in the trust that it is not isolation and the building of walls that make us successful, but open societies that share the same values.
Sure. Okay, so open societies that share the same values. So again, this is coming from Angela Merkel, who also said that it would be naive for Europe to always depend on others to resolve problems in our neighborhood. Well, I would submit that they've got a lot of problems in Germany. And the reason why they have a lot of problems in Germany is because of the open door policy of Angela Merkel. Now, we know that, and I don't want to go too far deep into this, but we know that during the Syrian civil war, which is still going on, we had a situation where we had all these refugees just flooding into Europe, just flooding into Germany. People in Germany were screaming, please stop the flow of refugees. Angela Merkel did not stop the flow of refugees. Now, when she talks about open societies where everybody shares the same values, the big problem that they've got in Germany now is they've got a society where the same values are not appreciated. You've got all these people that have come into Germany, and let's face it, they're Muslim for the most part, if not all of them. And the problem is that they're not adhering to the customs and the laws of Germany. So what's happening now is you have all of these people in Germany. They're really frustrated. You know, the native Germans, the Christians, and they're dealing with all of these Muslims, and they're not necessarily honoring the customs of Germany. And so now you've got situations where you have rogue packs of Muslims, and I hate to say it, but this is what's going on in Germany. All you got to do is read some of the European press, and you have horrible things that are happening at the hands of these Muslims. As a matter of fact, you remember the story a couple of years ago. I think it was not last New Year's Eve, but the New Year's Eve before in Cologne, Germany, where you had, what, it was several dozen of these folks. They were refugees that came in from other nations, and they came in as refugees, and they ended up groping all of these different women. And so the police there, and that was really the start of the awareness of the effect of all of these folks that were coming in from other countries that simply refused to assimilate to the laws and the customs in Germany. And so now you have a situation in Germany over the past year and a half, 2 years, where they have all of these refugees that are coming in, not only from Syria, but also from many other nations as well. And so you have now a mix of refugees and other people as well, and migrants and so forth, and they're not adhering to the customs. They're not assimilating to life that is supposed to be a German. And so now you have Germans who are taking up their own arms. I mean, we've talked about this a number of different times as I do the weekend show here on WMAL. We've talked about the fact that there are packs of Germans who are essentially picking up arms to defend themselves against these band of refugees that are coming in and doing all of these different things. Even in Germany, you've got bars that are having to close down because of the fact that you have these refugees that come in and they, again, do not adhere to the customs. So I think it's awfully rich of Angela Merkel to bash President Trump by saying, oh, we don't need walls. What we do need is an open society where everybody agrees to what is right and wrong. Well, that's not happening in Germany. That is simply not happening in Germany. Now, the thing is, we know that former President Barack Obama was in Germany and was visiting Angela Merkel. And he said, right before her Trump visit, and he said basically the same thing. So it seems to me like if you want to look at the timeline of things, you've got Angela Merkel meeting with former President Obama. He came out and talked about how we don't need walls and all of this other stuff. And that is, again, a clear reference to President Trump. Then you have Angela Merkel meeting with President Trump. And then she comes out and she talks about how what we don't need is walls. What we need is an open society and common values. That's all good and well. And that all sounds fine. The problem is that we don't have a society in Germany right now where everybody does have common values, and it's leading to huge problems in Germany. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Rent-A-State by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full-time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle-of-the-meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low, flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
655 on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall, where we do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. On the inner loop and the outer loop of the Beltway, everybody's moving along pretty good, so that's a great thing. However, 95 southbound in Virginia at 644, do watch out for an accident. It is on the shoulder. Police are there, but still be careful. And keep in mind, 395's HOV lanes in both directions between 95 and 44. 14th Street Bridge. Restrictions are lifted today because it is Memorial Day. 395 headed north between the waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's moving along pretty well, just a little sluggish. Westbound 66 from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway. It's an 11-minute trip. No problems here. And 270 northbound from the Beltway to 121. It's a 20-minute trip. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray shower storm possible. Warmer 84, 64 tonight. Cloudy Tuesday with a stray storm, 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 63 degrees in our nation's capital.
I'm Chuck Woolery, and this message is for everyone suffering from back pain. Now, if you're driving in your car right now, I'm sure every bump, every little crack you run over, feels like a giant speed bump, sending shooting pain through your back. Pain you'll be feeling all day. Back pain like that makes a 30-minute commute feel like a punishing 2-hour drive. But here's some good news. If you're by a CVS or Walgreens, pull in right now. Walk back to the pain relief aisle and get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream. It's in a purple box. Australian Dream is real effective medicine that really works. Rub it where it hurts. Give yourself some relief. Try Australian Dream Back Pain Cream backed by the empty jar guarantee. Use the entire jar. If it doesn't relieve your back pain, I want you to send back the empty jar for a full refund. Pull into the nearest CVS or Walgreens, get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream now in the purple box or visit AustralianDream.com.
Tired of making endless high mortgage payments? Listen up. You may be able to save thousands. Some have even saved tens of thousands. Now is the time for WMAL listeners to call Network Capital Funding Corporation. Their rates are near historic lows, so you can lower your rate, reduce your term, drop the mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, or even use your home equity to purchase investment properties. Network Capital is a direct lender. Their process, fast, simple, and secure. Take advantage of their special offer of a 10-year fixed rate of 2.75%. 5% with a 2.93% APR. That's right. The rate is 2.75% with an APR of 2.93%. Call now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital is featured on the Mortgage Radio Show, heard here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with new floors. Now until the end of the month is 50 floors 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio for an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and I've got an important announcement to make.
Make the announcement, boss.
Tell him. Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us. No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully. Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point.
7 days a week.
Until midnight. We've been recycling the recyclables since before it was fashionable. So planet Earth stays healthy and happy. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week. Until midnight.
It's coming up to 7 o'clock. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here on this Memorial Day weekend. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly saying a new terror attack can happen almost any time. We've got parades and events all over the country. How do we keep America safe? Details coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630.